If it's rechlei b'nei churban and b'nei bris, there's no chiddush. The chiddush of Mister is that it has to be b'nei churban and not avodim, and b'nei bris and not goyim.
In other words, like Rashi says, that shiyu eidim b'nei churban or b'nei bris. These eidim have to be eidim that are b'nei churban, free people, and they're also b'nei bris and not goyim. That's the chiddush. The Gemara says, "Utrich ani both chidushim that either one is possible." The Yashmin and Evet. If I'd only hear that an Evet Kanani is possible to be Edim, Mishum Diem Lo Yichus, because he has no Yichus. Since we say by an Evet is Amadoim Lachamor, they don't go after their parents, so therefore that's absurd. Therefore, it can't be an Ed. Avo Nachmi Baba Yegoi Diesh Lo Yichus. They have Yichus, like the Gemara with Darshin that the Divin the Parsha of Yerusha a Goy Yashins his father because he has Yichus. Emoloi, maybe a Goy could be an Ed. If I only hear the chiddush that a guy can't be an aid, mishum do a shaykh for mitzvahs, because he doesn't have shaykhs to do mitzvahs, he's potter for mitzvahs. I will ever the shaykh for mitzvahs aim aloy, but an eved kanani that has a lock like an isha, he's mechuyev a mitzvahs like an isha, will learn how lolom isha. Maybe it could be an aid, tzricha. That's why I need the chiddush both of them, that aidim have to be b'nei bris and b'nei chayim. Alright, we'll stop here.
Welcome. How turned off Tezvov Omen Aleph. Top of Gemara, two down. So the Gemara v'yahan Noshim Mechlal HaNezik. Noshim also have the Parsha of Nezik. So Gemara says, Minohan Emili. How do we know this from? How do we know that Anisha is also in the Parsha of Nizokim? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav. V'chein Tornan the Rabbi Shmuel. Yosna Tornan the Rabbi Shmuel. Omer Kro, the Posek says, Ish oy isha kiyasu mikol chatas. A man or a lady that does any one of the averus. This is by the parsha of kabonis. If they do a chet, they have to bring a korban. Se ishva akosiv isha liish lechol einshin shabbatayra. They do an aver with a punishment. It's shava to an isha like a man. The same halacha is applied to an isha also. That's one halacha. The very Rebbeleza ton and the very Rebbeleza they learned. The Pasuk says, V'eile ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem. These are the laws you're supposed to put in front of them, lifneihem. Rashi says, Kulei b'chlal. The whole Klai Yisrael is b'chlal, even an Isher also. So here it's Hishbo ha-kosiv Isha li-ish. The Torah says the laws apply to an Isha, just like an Ish. L'chol dinim shevatorim. Tol hilchot choshim mishpot. All the lochas of dinim apply to an Isha like an Ish. That's V'eile ha-mishpotim. All the mishpotim, all the lochas, go to an isha like an ish. The veichiskiya v'rabbi yisag lili tona. They learned from the pasuk omakra. The pasuk says v'yehemis is oy isha that we have to kill an isha or an isha. Because if they do, if they kill somebody, so we have to v'yehemis is oy isha. If v'yehemis in the forget it, bashar kills an isha or an isha. So ishva akosav isha liish l'chol misa shavatar. Says the same halacha, no matter who you kill, has the same halacha, whether it's an isha or whether it's an isha, it has the same halacha. So Mar says, now it's Rishi. I need both cases, it's Rishi. So we have three psukim here. Tell us the same yesoid that an isha has the same halacha like an ish. The Gemara says, it's Rishi, and I need all three psukim. I need the three limudim. The Yashmin and Kamaisa, but only have the first posik of isha, yisha, ki yasa, mikol chatis. We're just talking about a korban. I tell you, Hosmu de Chasrach Vonolo, Ki Hechet at the Heavy Lo Kaporo. Maybe what they do, where they did a chet, that they have to bring a korban, there the Torah had Rachmanis upon an Isha, that they let her have a kaporo by bringing a korban. That's why if an Isha does a chet, she could also bring a korban. But at As Rachmanis, as Hashem said, an Isha could also bring a korban. Avo Dinim, but maybe in the Pasha of Cheshen Mishpat of Dinim, Ish Devar Masa Matanin. Maybe to come to Bezna for Din Torah is only a man does business. But Isha Loi, it's not a derech for Isha to do business. So maybe she doesn't have the halachis of Cheshen Mishpat, the dinim don't apply to her. That's why in the second Pasuk Noah, V'eila ha-mishpatim ha-shatos lachnayim, the mishpatim also apply to an Isha also. Now V'yashminim dinim, if I don't hear this Pasuk of V'eila ha-mishpatim, that the dinim apply to an Isha, ki heichat at the heavy law chiyusa, it's the pshat to keep her alive. Like, if you don't have Hilchos Cheshen Mishpat, you can't be alive. How do you run a business? People will steal from you, they'll rob from you, they'll jip you. Like, what stops you from stealing, from robbing from somebody? Zalach of Leistigzo. What stops you from taking a Noah, from jipping the guy, from taking interest? The Dinim of the Torah. So it's a svara that the dinim should apply to an isher also, that she should be able to live. That's why the Torah gives dinim to an isher also. Avo kapor, but maybe if it is a chet, that the needs a forgiveness, and the forgiveness is enough by a korban, maybe only ish devar mitzvin. A man that has mitzvahs, mechuyivin all mitzvahs. Therefore, Rashi says, ish devar mitzvahs, mishalem bal hashar koifer liyoshim. If the shor kills the man, then you have to pay a koifer to the yoshim, mishum de bitlim mitzvahs, because you stopped him from mitzvahs. But isha the lav bas mitzvahs loy, but an isha is not the pasha of mitzvahs. So maybe here there will be no halacha if a shor kills an isha, maybe the bal hashor does not have to pay koifer to the yoshim of the isha. That's why I need to list the third pasuk, the hamis ish a isha. If a shor kills a man or an isha, the halacha is that the bal hashor has to pay koifer to the yoshim. So I need a special pasuk here that you pay the yoshim of the isha like a man. Now the yashmin and hanitat, if you only hear these two, hocha mishum kaporo, v'ocha mishum chayusa. Well, I think we skipped Rashi on the locha later. We skipped something. Here, when here the Gemara says, yeah, Ava kapora the Gemara just said, no, before this. The Gemara says what? If it would have just said mishpotim, or thought dinim, then he equals the chayusa. Ava kapora means to bring a korban, ish devar mitzvin. A man that's in the parsha of mitzvah, he has to bring a korban, maybe. But isha the lav bas mitzvah, loy, and isha doesn't have so many mitzvahs, maybe she won't be in the parsha of bringing a korban. Therefore, I need a special pasuk that an isha could also bring a korban. Now, the yashmin and hanitat, if we only hear these two, then an isha could bring a korban, or an isha has a dinim, hocha mishum kapora v'ocha mishum chayusa, because she needs kapora and she has to stay alive, she needs dinim. Avolinyan kotla, but maybe when a shor kills somebody, maybe ish devar mitzvah l'shalom kofa. A man that does mitzvahs, so if the shor kills the man, he stops the man from doing mitzvahs, it's a terrible thing. That's why the Baal HaShor has to pay koifa to the Yarshim of the man. But Isha loy, but an Isha that's not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, so maybe an Isha doesn't have to, if a Shor kills an Isha, maybe the Baal HaShor will not have to pay her Yarshim koifa. That's why I need a third pasuk, that there's a parsha of koifa, even if a Shor kills an Isha. Now, the Yashmin and koifa, but only hear the lock of a koifa, I would say mishum diyika ibn neshama, because you know why? If you kill an isha, the Baal HaShor has to pay the yoshim kaifa, because a terrible thing happened. You took away a neshama. It's an isha, but you took away her neshama. That's why you have to pay kaifa. Aval hani tarte delek ibn neshama emaloi. But if an isha does a chet to bring a korban, it's not a question of taking away the neshama. So maybe the an isha is potter from the korban. Dinim, what would be? They'll steal from an isha, but so what? They won't kill her. Since so, maybe the dinim don't apply to an isha, tzricha. Okay, so that's where I need three psukim to teach us that all the dinim apply to an isha also. Those the dinim karbonis, if an isha does a chet that she's mechuyev the karbim, she has to bring a karbin, she has the pasha of elah ha-mishpotim, and then what dinim for sure? If a shor kills an isha, the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifa. Now the Mishnah says, ha-nizik fi ha-mazik b'tashlumim. That certain times the nizik has to also pay. Not only does the mazik, the one that did the damage, have to pay, but the nizik also has to pay. Itma, we learn like this, the famous machlokes, paul go nizka. That is a parsha of tam in the Torah, when a shor does damage with its keren. That we say the first three times is called a tam, so lochus he only pays the chatzi nizik. What's the pshat? Why does a shor keren, why does keren only pay chatzi nizik? Rav Papa Ramamayna. The Papa says it's mamon. That's at the mazik, the Baal HaShor has to pay a chatzi nezik. It's called mamon. It's not a knas. It's a regular chi of money. Rav Huna bred Rav Yeshua maknasa. No, you should know it's a knas. That means mikra din, you don't have to pay anything. But now that you have to pay a chatzi nezik, that's only called a knas. What's the svaris? Rav Papa Rama Mamayna. Why? Kesavar, he holds like this. Stam shvarim lav v'cheskas shima kayamin. A normal shor is not becheskas to be watched, which means that a normal shor does damage. And therefore the owner has to watch him. He has no ptura to say, it's a tam, I didn't think he would do damage. No, stam shvarim alav becheskas shim kayomim. They're not becheskas that they're watched by themselves. In other words, to say you don't have to be afraid that maybe they'll do damage. No, a shor is aimed to do damage, even with its keren, even when it's kabanos alahazik. If so, Ovidinu really in Svara de Berlish Lume Kule. really, if your tom, your shor, does damage with its horns, it gores somebody, and it did $100 worth of damage, really in Svara, you should have to pay the complete $100, because you should have watched your shor. If so, why does the tom only pay chatzinezik? For rachmon hu dechatzalei, the Torah had rachmonis on you. The akati lo yayiturei, because your shor didn't become a muad yet. It didn't do it three times yet, so the Torah had rachmonis on you. Therefore, the Torah like freed you halfway. But the half that you are paying, that's called mammon. It's regular money, because in Svara, you should have to pay the whole damage. Because you should have known your shor was going to do damage. So therefore, there's no p'tur here. Therefore, it's called mammon that you're paying 50%. Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, Amano, Kenosa. He owes that the mazik has to pay a chatzinezik. It's called a kenas. Why? Ksava, because he holds Stam Shavarim Becheska Shima Kayomi. Yes, a normal shor at the beginning, it's not aimed to do damage with its keren. We don't say that Kavanos al Hazik, we don't say they have intentions to do damage. So Minastam, you don't have to watch your shor. You have a right to say, my good shor, he won't do no damage. He's going to use his horns. No, a shor doesn't do damage. Ovidinu, therefore, really learn the Shalom Klal. The first time your shor gores somebody with its keren, really should put it completely. It's come out a little bit like an oinus. You didn't have to realize. You didn't have to think it's going to happen. So really, you should be potter completely, really. Barachmanu de kansei. And the Torah gave the mazik Noah kenas. The Torah said, kenas, you have to pay now for the hezek, for chatzin hezek, that your tam did. That's the machloikis. Kihecha de lintu relature. Because the Torah wanted that you should put extra caution, watch your shore. The Torah wants you to watch the shore. If you'll be free, you won't watch it so often. So now that you know that Tom has to pay Chatzin Ezek because of the Kenas, you'll watch your shor more. That's the Machloikas, Rav Huna and Rav Papa. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, what does our Mishnah say? That there are cases that Hanizik v'Yamazik b'Tashlumim, that certain times both of them have to pay a little bit. The Mazik has to pay and the Nizik also have to pay. So now, Bishleim l'mandi yamapagun niskim amayna, if you're like Rav Papa, that holds Tom in Svara should have to pay the whole thing, because Tam Shvorim is Lav Becheska Shema Kaimo, the owner was supposed to watch it. And if you didn't watch it, you let your shor go out and do damage, really, you, Mazik, should have to pay the whole thing. Just the Torah had Rachmonis on you, and only made you pay 50%. If so, Hainu Deshaich Nizik B'Tashlumim. That's why it's considered like the Nizik is paying up 50. Because really, the Nizik is supposed to collect $100. If the damage was $100, really the Nizik should deserve $100. But the Torah frees the mazik of the other $50. That's kamat like the nizik is paying like himself $50. That's why it's called the nizik is also shayach b'tashlumin. Which means to say, like Rashi says, kolaymar mafsid mima shohayu royoloi. That means that the nizik is losing out for what he was supposed to deserve, because really he deserves to get $100, and now he's only getting $50. That's called the nizik is losing out. So behold, paul ganisk is my mind is good. But behold, like Rav Papa, that holds no. And behold, like Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, that says Pagoniska is called a Kenas. If so, Hashta the Lav Diday Shokil, Kenas means really the Mazik didn't do anything wrong. Stam Shvorma Becheskas Kaimo. A regular Shor is Becheskas not to do damage. So really, when your Tom did damage, the Mazik should be potter completely. The Nizik doesn't deserve to get a penny, really. Just the Torah gave a kenas to the mazik to pay 50%. If so, hash to this Nizik. When he gets $50, the lavdi day shokel. He's like taking money that he does not really deserve. Like, really, the mazik is not at fault. So you, Nizik, really have no right to collect anything. So if so, b'tashlumim isa. Why is it called like he's losing out 50%, as if to say he's paying 50%? He's not losing out anything. Like, if your shor stam tripped itself and damaged itself, it's not called you're losing out. I mean, it's your fault, like. See, also, if a tam does damage to your shor, the bala shor really should be potter. Because he was like an honest, it was becheska shimakaimo. The Torah gave the mazik a kenas to pay 50%. So it's not called like the nizik is paying also. So what's pshat in our mishnah to say that ha-mazik v'ha nizik v'ha nizik v'ha mazik b'tashlumim? Tamar says true. But I'll tell you, lo nitzuchelo lepchas novela. Now, for me, it's like we had before, if my shor kills your shor, so say the locher is, you're supposed to keep the novela, and I only pay you the rest of the money, the difference. What's going to be if after my shor killed your shor, at that time the novela, the dead body, was worth $20. But by the time Yudin Nizik come and take it, it's only worth $10. So these $10 that you lost out, that's called the Nizik is shuldig. That's called the Nizik is losing out. So the Nizik Tak is paying for these $10 that he lost out. Lepchas Nevela. Trashe the whole Pchas Nevela the Niziku. Fahainu, that's what it means, the Shach Nizik Betashlumin. Shafilu Oysa Knash is this, Cholet Torah, and Oysa Kula. Even this Palga Niska that you take, you don't always get the whole thing, you lose out the Pchas Nevela. For the Gemara, Pchas Nevela, that's what our Mishnah means, the teachers over here, Hotoni Lereisha. That's what we learned in the Mishnah before. We learned this already, that we had before, that it said, Tashlume Nezek. What does it mean to say Tashlume Nezek? Malam, it comes to teach us, Shehabayle Metaplam Benevela. That the owner of the Nevela has to take care of it. The Nizik, he has the chiz to take care of the Nevela. The Mazik Shor killed your Shor. So true, we have to see how much the Shor is worth right now when it's dead. And you keep it. And he only has to then we see the damage, if now it's worth $20. And when it's alive, it's worth $100. So it comes out the damage really is only $80 damage. I only have to pay you 50% of that. See, if so, the Nevela that you get, you keep it. And if the Nevela gets worth less, it's your loss. So for the more we've done it already once. Someone says, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, Choda betam v'choda b'muit. One Mishnah is talking about a tam, and one is talking about a muit. And utzrich, I need the chidish both cases. Di yashmin and tam, mishum diakati lo yayit. You know why by tam the Torah is making upon the mazik that says the nizik has to take care of the Nevela? Because the mazik isn't so bad, his shor is not a muid yet. He's not ruggle to do damage this way. That's why the Torah was a little lenient with the mazik. Av a muid. But in the case where you have a shor hamuid that did already three times, hey Malay, maybe here the Torah was not so mako for you, the mazik. Maybe here the Torah said, no, you have to take care of the Nevela. And if the Nevela is chas Nevela, the Nevela gets worth less than what it was worth before, maybe you mazik has to lose out. That's why I need a special limud. Even by a mazik, we say the pchas nevela is to the nizik. Now, the yashmina muid, if I only just say the case by a muid, that even by a muid, still, the lacha is the nizik keeps the nevela, and the mazik only has to be mashed of the difference, and the pchas nevela goes to the nizik, mishum the komishalim kulei. You know why the Torah was a little bit makel upon the mazik? Because the mazik is paying everything. The mazik has to pay a nizik shalom by muid. So since the mazik is paying for the whole damage, that's why the Torah was lenient to the mazik to say that the nevela, it's up to the nizik to take care of it. And if there's a pchas nevela, if it got worth less, the nizik has to be take it's his achrayus. Avol tam, but if you're sure that the damage was only a tam, that you only have to pay a chatzi nezik, that's all the mazik is paying, emaloi, maybe then the Torah was not makel upon the mazik. Since the mazik has it lenient anyway, that he only has to pay a chatzi nezik, maybe there the Torah says, well, when you pay the chatzi nezik, make sure you pay the whole chatzi nezik. And even if the nevela gets worth less, maybe you have to be mashlim that amount. Tzricha, that's why I need the Mishnah to say it two times, that whether your shor is a tam, or whether your shor is a muid, l'maisa, when it kills the other one shor, we evaluate right now how much the shor is worth right now the nevela. And the nevela is like right now the nizik keeps it. And therefore the mazik only has to play the difference of the way it was worth when it's alive and the way it's worth right now. So far we have no clear raya to the machlokes Rav Pop and Rav Huna. Is palga niska of a keren, is it a kanas or is it a mammon? Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says, Ma bein tam lamuid. What's the difference between the loch of a tam and the loch of a muid? Shehatam mishalim chatinezek megufa. When you're sure the first two times, three times of damage with its keren, you only have to pay a chatinezek and megufa. You can't take away more than my shor is worth. If the shor is only worth $50, my shor, and it did $200 worth of damage to you, you can't get more than $50 from me. You can't get more than the shor itself. Or muad mishalim nezik shalim in aliyah. But a muad pays no both things. First, we'll have to play for the complete damage. And also, even if your shor is not worth the complete damage, you have to pay from your own pocket. Min aliyah means you have to pay from your own pocket. Not only from the shor itself, but from your own pocket. That's what it says. Now, v'yimis, if you tell me now there's a difference, that tam is a kenas, and muad for sure is mamin, listen to me, why is it going to say this difference also? Ho tam and mishalim al piyatzmoy. That since you're telling me now according to Rav Huna, that Paganiska is called Kenas, so why don't you say you don't pay Alpiyatzmai? If the owner himself comes and admits that his shor, his tam did damage, since he's being moided to knas, the locher is yipota. Marshenkin muad mishalom al piatzmoi. If the bala shor admits that his shor did damage, that's not called knas. Muad pays nezik shalom. That's a mammon. If you moid him a mammon, a doyes badin kemeda dom, you have to pay. So why does it say there's difference also? Samara says, no, it's not a kashan mafuna. I'll tell you, ton of a shayer. It says ton and it leaves over, it's a shayer. It leaves out some things. But the Gemara, my shayer, the high shayer, what else did it leave out? They're leaving out this also. And the Gemara, shayer, chatzi kaifa. The chilege, what's going to be if a tam kills a man that you don't have to pay chatzi kaifa? Mashenkin, if you move it, kills a man, then you have to pay kaifa. The Gemara says, imishum chatzi kaifa lav shiru. Maybe it's not called extra. You know why? It's not called it was left out. Because mani Reb Yosef Lilihi, maybe this Mishnah it says ma betam lamuad goes according to Reb Yosef Lili. The Yoma that Reb Yosef Lili holds, we'll see the machlekes later on in the Gemara in Shoshan Nogah Chataparam that there Reb Yosef Lili says the Yoma tam mishalom chatzik kaifa. He tackles that even if you only have a tam, if it kills a man, so you have to pay chatzik kaifa. So if so, it's not left out because they're both shava b'shava. So what's the only thing left out? Kenas. Why? So, this should be a proof to say that Talganisk is mammon. It's a little bit of a kash on Rav Huna if you say it's called Knas. Toshma.